Hey there, land lovers. Welcome to the Captain Grinsky Show. Come on board for the trip of a lifetime on the Sea of Life. Join Captain Grinsky and enjoy some homespun philosophy as Captain Grinsky uses a microphone to bring you into the weird, wonderful world inside his head. Enjoy the trip, me arties. And here at the helm, Captain Grinsky.
Hey, thank you, First Mate Frank. Well, tonight, I'm both hands on the helm. I got a special guest tonight. His name is Mike. You might know of him, Mike Spirit, or Mike the Psych, as we call him in Wales, because everybody in Wales has a nickname, but we can't say that in America. Anyway, first track is my band of the month, just for this week. Next week, a new band. It's Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4. That band, I love the arrangements, I love the playing, and I love the fact it was a long time ago and I can still remember it at my age. I love that fact. Anyway, the good ship, the Sea of Life, is as we said earlier in my show, she's we docked a little bit tonight. We're tied up against the quay. We're a bit sparse on the shipmates tonight. We've only got our friend Mike coming on a bit late. We were going to get another special guest from Wales who might still be listening at the moment. We've had a little bit of trouble getting in contact, our end, not his end, because he's still living. If he was dead, obviously Mike would have got him straight away, but he's not, so we're going to have to go with it, right? I mean, the telephone system, we can't deal with. We can deal with the paranormal, supernatural, that ain't a problem to us. Speaking of telephones, if you want to talk to us on the show, myself or Mike, ring in on 760-283-4611. 760-283-4611. If you're in the UK, outside of USA, 001 760-2834-611. Okay, that was Chicago, obviously, my band of the month, classic track. And we're going to move on now to a guy who's one of the older country stars. You know, I mean, it's a great DVD. You must get hold of it. It's called Heartworn Highways. And it was made by a guy who's actually documented the changing country music from the old school to the newer young bucks who were coming through. And this guy was one of those guys. His name is Rodney Crowell. And this is a great from an album called Fate's Right, and the album's called I Gotta Get It Right. And Rodney Crowell singing Learning to Fly. Enjoy.
A beautiful morning about to ignite. I'm ready for danger. I'm ready for fire. I'm ready for something to lift me up higher. Life's been good, I guess. With so much more than meets the eye, I've got a past I won't soon forget. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm still learning how to fly. Let down your guard when there's so much at stake. I'm halfway to heaven, halfway to hell. But I might roll a silver, you never can tell.
Rodney Crowell, what a great singer. He did a great duet with Johnny Cash, and it was really great, you know. The voice really blended well together. That was Rodney, And tonight, you know, I haven't got too many shipments in. As I said, I've only got my friend who's becoming on a bit later, who's already been on with you doing his readings, and very successfully, I got to say. So looking forward to young Mike Davis coming on very shortly. In the meantime, try and play some good music. And tonight we're lucky that we haven't got the ship's dog with us, Mally, who was ship's dog, because he used to sail a little bit close to the wind. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Because we don't want that sort of wind in this ship anymore, other than on the deck, if we're in a bit of a lull and he's got to get the old sails flapping. We let Mally go up on deck with his wind machine and do that. But we don't want his wind machine in the cabin with me. Okay, got that sorted. Lovely. Anyway, here's a guy, and I'm not sure if this guy is... there's two guys. One's called Tim Rose, and the other one's called Tim somebody else. But anyway, this one's Tim Rose, and one of his most famous songs was covered by some great bands in the 70s in the UK, a song called Morning Dew.
Walk me out. Walk you out in the morning to at all. But I heard a young girl cry, Mama. But I heard a young girl cry today. You didn't hear no young girl crying, Mama. You didn't hear. No young girl cry at all. Walk me out in the morning to my honey. Walk me out in the morning to today. Can't walk you out in the morning to my baby. Can't walk you out in the morning to at all.
Yeah, that was the wonderful Morning Dew by Tim Rose, and he wrote that, obviously. But he also wrote, which you might know a little bit better, he wrote Hey Joe, which Jimi Hendrix did, of course. And sadly, he died. But very talented guy. So that's the era we thought about tonight. We can move on a bit. But right now, I'm going to do a it's not a request as such, but last week I did promise Rob, our producer, I'd play him something that he might like. Now, that's a big thing he might like. So what I'm going to do, and this is like another songwriter. This guy wrote, the guy who actually wrote this song, he also wrote You're Always On My Mind for Elvis the Pelvis and Willie Nelson. He was in a band called the Box Tops, and they had a hit with this song. And at the time, I think for a long, long time, it was the shortest record ever to get into the top 10. I think it was just 1 minute, 58 seconds long or something. And then along came in the 70s, Mr. Joe Cocker, who was slightly out of his tree at the time, and did a fantastic version of the song. It's not very often that a cover version gets to be better or as good as the original. And this is one of those times. But this is a double whammy cover because I am the captain of my ship. I have a little band down in the hold that belonged to me. They were like a house band, but because obviously they're on a ship, they're the cabin band. And they are a bunch of Welsh guys called Taffy Apple. Been around a long, long time doing covers. So I've got my little band on the ship earlier this afternoon. I recorded my little band in the ship singing their version of Joe Cocker's version of the Box Tops version of The Letter.
There
we are. A couple of all the Welsh guys, just for Rob, our producer in America there. Recorded live in the hold of the old good ship Sea of Life. A band called Taffy Abel and the drummer. Love the drummer. Anyway, I would. This particular band, we, being we, because I may be in the band, I may not, but I might be. We toured down in New Zealand and Australia in 1970, frozen to death or something. And while we were there, we got to get a hold of an album by an Australian lady who was a great, great singer. She was very, very nervous. And when she started singing, even though she had a fantastic voice, she used to hide behind the speaker so nobody could see her. What a great band she had with her at the time. And this is, again, this is a live recording of this Australian lady. Her name is Renee Geyer, and the song is called Shaky Ground. No, it's not. Okay, that's not Shaky Ground. However, that's Michael, my producer for this end. This is called Peg, and it's by... No, it's not. It's Stop. Thank you, Michael. I'm dealing with not a full deck over this end. Rob in America. It's the next one now. Thank you very much. And that's the one he wants. And it's my fault, not Mike's fault. I couldn't read my own right then. So when Mike comes back on, I will apologize to my guest, Mike Davis, for that monumental mistake. However, I will now test his talent again. Mike, if you could just give me Shaky Ground by this lovely way. That's the gift from Dallas Patrol down in Melbourne. This is the fantastic Renee Geyer with a brilliant band. Morning, harder times I've never seen. Yeah. Mike, who's happens to be pressing buttons next to me randomly at the moment, I do think. But the way he was grooving to that, I mean, if you could just see those arms, he's, you know, I could paint a mental picture of our media Mike. He's there, actually giving it large on the chair. And he should be transported back to the 70s into a disco with a mirror ball, everything, because he would have definitely been the king of the floor with those moves. But now, to put things right, by the way, that that lady, I met her a couple of years ago in Australia, and she used to be a really glamorous young lady. She's still glamorous, but she's changed a little bit. And she was lovely. She was really nice to meet. And when you meet somebody you've been a fan of for years, you sometimes worry in case they're not as nice as you think they ought to be because of their talent. But she was lovely. She's a great lady. That's Renee Geyer. Geyer was actually interesting because now she is gay. So that's fantastic. So she's lovely and she's great. So there we go. Anyway, what I'd like to go on with now is the track you played a snippet of earlier on. My mistake. I hope that Rob, the producer, will be able to edit out all these me admitting I'm wrong because, you know, it's not good for business. I don't want to be wrong. I'm the captain of the ship. And, you know, especially when one of my shipmates was an underdog in on my ship. You know, it's gloating because I made a mistake. But we're going to go to Steely Dan, great band. This is a great song. And this is really called Peg. Maybe. Who knows?
So Bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
That was the Sweet Manics, and they do a show on a Sunday, which is great. Two little young ladies from Wales. And speaking of Wales, and the advert was for the MikeSpirit.fm radio station. With me right now, I have the host of MikeSpirit.fm, the man himself, Mr. Mike Davis. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing very well there, Captain. How are you?
Captain's good. You just keep saying Captain to me in this show because I get a really hard time of you the rest of the week. So this is one chance I get where you are actually on my ship. And I am the captain of your life at the moment.
Well, I suppose you're probably a little bit right there.
There's no suppose or probably, no weasel words in it at all. I mean, I've admitted I was wrong twice to you tonight.
Can you just say to me,
I'm the captain of your ship.
Okay, you are the captain of the ship. Just because you've admitted.
That's okay. Don't get iffy about it. Anyway, Mike is with us. But Mike's not doing readings on my show. He does those on his own shows. But we can talk about stuff. And it's nice to talk about how Mike works, and you know, obviously I go around with Mike when he does his shows, and I know exactly how Mike works in front of an audience. He's very, very relaxed, just as he's on the radio. It's exactly the same as being on the radio with a bar in a big room full of people. So it's very similar. At the moment, it's a big room with no people in and no bar. So that's the difference between us here tonight on the radio, Mike.
I know that upsets you, Captain. I nearly called you Gwyn there. No, Captain, yes. That really upsets you because there's no bar.
No bar, no.
No bar.
There's a sandbar just off the old harbour, but I don't want to be hitting that one.
Well, that's not the one you want.
No,
the
not
bar,
with
you
my
know.
Skill on the helm. I certainly wouldn't be hitting any sandbars. Although, in the past, I have to say, I have grounded a few times. Okay. I've grounded a good ship a few times.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that one.
No,
Captain.
It wasn't a euphemism. It was just a straight fact. A nautical fact, obviously. But Mike, obviously, is a spiritual medium. And first of all, can we just explain to people the difference between a medium and a psychic?
Yeah, there is a massive difference. And, you know, not lots of people know the difference. And this is the thing I'm finding, you know, people are trying to distinguish the difference between the word psychic and the word medium. Now, it's quite simple. For those that's tuned into my show, they will hear a spiritual message because I'm given contact, given evidence of life after by describing someone that's passed on, by giving them evidence that there's life continuation. If I was just a psychic, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
So the difference between a psychic and a medium, a spiritualist medium, the difference is that if you cannot prove where your messages are coming from, then it becomes a psychic message.
Okay. So let's take it a little bit further then. So psychics, are they people that sometimes can predict future events? Would that come under a psychic?
that's maybe more fortune telling, to be honest with you. You know, if you're predicting, it's foretelling the
future.
But
is the message coming through to that person? Because I mean, we differ on this. We had some discussions in the car going to various gigs.
Yeah,
and
I like
went,
them days.
They're good. Yeah,
they're good
I
days.
Went to I think she was also a spiritual medium for definite because she used to work in the spiritual churches. And her name was Mrs. Chislett. And that's going back a lot to the 70s. And she told me things, you know, very accurate things. And so I don't, so I've always believed, you know, I'm not a skeptic in any way. I mean, I watch you work. I know you're talking to people. I'm seeing it there off the mic and on the mic. And I know that you are, in fact, in touch with another dimension of life.
That's right.
Okay, so so we mustn't think of it. I don't think my thinking on it is. It's not another place, you know, up in the sky that we
go
to.
No, far from the woods.
It's another dimension.
Another dimension
of life.
Of life, and that dimension is what
which
I...
Which continues
a continuation of life.
On Earth.
Exactly. You know, it's the physical body that dies. And it's the spirits within, soul, call it what you want, living on, and that's what I'm able to connect with to bring forward the communication that there is a life after.
I mean, being a captain, I've been around on a ship for a long time, around the world a few times, and that's, you know, I have been around the world a few times.
Oh, you have?
I have. Oh, and I've been around the block a few times as well, as you can tell, you know, because I've got a really good face for radio, right?
Wonderful.
For radio, I've got a great face. Anyway.
I need pictures.
Pictures? You don't
pictures.
Need pictures.
I need
of
lots of them.
Yeah, get them sorted here. In the next year after. Anyway, the point I'm going to make is I've been looking for things for years spiritually now, you know.
Yeah.
And so you turn to, everybody used to turn to Eastern religion. The Beatles turned to the Maharishi and all that stuff. And there was a guy called Paramahansa Yogananda. And it's a great book. And I will get you the book if you will say, promise me you'll read it, okay?
Okay.
It's called The Autobiography of a Yogi.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy set up an organization called the Self-Realization Fellowship, which is based in LA. And you've got to think, okay, he's one of these Eastern guys, comes over here, makes a lot of money off, you know, Americans and stuff who want to, you know, look for whatever they look for. But I went to his place in LA. When I was in LA working on one of my ships, I went up to Pacific Palisades, and that's where their headquarters are. And it's an interesting place. It's a great book. It's an interesting book. And that talks about various levels of existence. Not necessarily we hop from one to everlasting life for some people or some religions get you to think, but there are various levels, you know, and you get to these levels and then you move on to another level. Do you see it like that? I mean, is that, for instance, when people go to spirit, do they then move on to another higher plane of existence, you think? Or?
Well, I believe, you know, when we pass on, that there is certain stages that we have to adhere to, you know. One, first of all, realizing that we are passed on.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you can imagine that you don't realize. You'd be
confused.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely, you know, you get people that's earthbound. And it was only the other day, to be honest with you, Captain, that I was at somebody else's home because there was somebody there like that was confused.
A spirit,
yeah.
Okay.
And just gently help them to move on onwards into the light, which was a nice thing to do, really, for that person, and to put the owner of the house mind at rest, which was really nice. But you know what? Then I believe that there's other levels of working. Like I know when I work for the spirit world, one of my guides is like my granddad.
Okay.
So you would think, why does your granddad work with you? You know, it should be a North American Indian or a Chinese person.
Well, a lot
person,
of that goes on, isn't it?
You know?
Which does give people,
of course,
a touch of mumbo jumbo.
Of course. You know, but I like my granddad as a guide because he knows me better than anyone else. You know, he was there when I was born and you know, was there throughout my life until the moment he passed. So it doesn't have to be somebody that's terrific and amazing, you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, a third generation of this and
a normal.
Yeah, just a normal person.
Normal,
you know,
spirit.
Because then that tells me that my grandfather's evolved in the spirit world.
Okay, that's cool.
You know, we can go further with that, you know, in like reincarnation, if you believe in reincarnation. Personally, myself, and I'll say it's a personal opinion because it is, I do believe in reincarnation.
Well, the person to really look at that with is the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Okay, because the Dalai Lama obviously is allegedly, he can remember his 13 previous lives. And when he dies, they don't necessarily just randomly choose another one. They are these guys, these priests in Tibet or wherever they are, you know, at the moment, because Tibet is now China or whatever. But these guys, they look around for a young child with certain, they ask, they put, they to test to this child. And if the child reacts in a certain way, they think they've found the next Dalai Lama. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, like the Catholic Church would, for instance, sit in a committee and choose a pope. A new pope, you know. Yeah. In Tibet, this baby, because it's a young child, and it's not a choosing a new pope is usually a guy that's lived a good life anyway.
Yeah.
This is a young child. And so therefore, the Dalai Lama has the knowledge and the wisdom of the 13 previous lives or however many he's had, allegedly, with him, you know, which is a big case for reincarnation.
Exactly. But, you know, when, you know, as we talk about, many religions, you know, I always say, you know, as I was saying, you know, it doesn't matter what religion we follow in life, because if you have a faith in something, then it will carry us through this life.
Yeah.
You know, and when I switch on my TV and I see that an Orthodox church is closed, that saddens me. To have your faith taken away from you because of maybe lack of funding, lack of support, it's sad.
Well, it's a ship hooter. I won't try any more of those in just in case I do get it wrong. But I must say, I want to.
You'll be at the bar again, Captain.
I couldn't find the bar.
Okay.
But there's a lady who does a radio show on another local radio station. Her name is Christine Black Jones, whatever she wants to call herself today. Chris, anyway, Chris has actually just set up a church. A valley's church in a small valley in the Rhondda, the church cannot afford to keep it going.
Yeah.
And the people took to the streets, they locked themselves in the church, wouldn't get out after the church service, got on the local news, got all the local news people up there, loads of people there, everybody took turns, because they couldn't leave the church empty, because they could then reclaim it.
Yeah.
So they keep in that church for about a fortnight, and in the end, the church in Wales, I think, or whoever it was, said to them, okay, you can have the church for £1,000, right? We don't want it. We can't keep it going. If you want to keep your own church going, we'll give it to you for £1,000. You then sort it out. So that's what they're doing. And they're doing fundraising shows. That's a great example of people not letting, you know, a big organization, even though it's the church.
And, you know, Captain, it's always nice to see...
It's nice to see you calling me Captain again.
Well, it is, yeah, you know.
Okay, yeah.
But no, it's always nice to see that people are standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah,
stand up for,
yeah.
You know, now, for me, religion, it's a touchy subject for me. I mean, you know, as you know, we've had many conversations about religion.
Religion
which, you know,
is an organisation, isn't it?
Of course. You know, I'm not going to get involved in any debate here, far from the word. But, you know, I still say that spiritualism is there for everyone. And, you know, that's what I try and promote. But religion as a whole, if you have a faith in something, and I say good luck to you, because, you know, that faith will carry you through this life. And, you know, I applaud people for that.
No, and I do believe myself, personal belief on this one, is there's good and evil.
Of course.
You know, there's good and there's bad. You can take the road to light and you can take the other road, you know. And if the head of that road to light is what we would think is a godlike figure or whatever religion you are, that you're always looking at one God, aren't you?
Of course.
In a way, you know. I mean, if it's Muslim, if it's... whatever it is, you know, Catholic, you know, if it's Welsh Baptist, they'll be having Wales, you know. You are heading for a Godhead, aren't you?
A person, or
let's not even call it a person, because person would be a word we would use to help us understand, but it's not a person, is it? I don't think it's a person.
Well, you know, if you look
whatever
at,
it is.
If you're looking at God, God would have walked this earth.
Yeah.
Which now he has passed on,
okay.
Which makes him to be in the spirit world.
Right.
So, you know, even spiritualism would lead you to a path of God, if that's the case.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, let's not go into any debates. You know,
what's the point of having a debate on a debate station? I mean, it's pointless.
Maybe we should make this
a debate station.
We should call this. We should call the Captain Gwynsey Show. Maybe we should make a show here, Captain.
Yes.
For people to call in.
Well, you can if you like. I mean, there's a telephone number available, which I'm going to give you now again. It's 760-283-4611. Outside of the USA, in the UK, 001-760-283-4611. I think we should come back to our debate, or non-debate, as you like to call it.
I like a non-debate.
Non-debate. And what we should do, because last week on the show, being in Wales, we are in Wales, we had a very talented cabin boy.
Oh, we are.
Didn't we have, we had talented Tom, the cabin boy, last week. And was he talented? Yes, he was.
Oh, he was talented, you know, certainly really talented. But the best talent that came out of him that night, which I found really funny,
yeah, go on,
was at the end of the night,
yeah,
after the radio show,
right,
and what came out after the and oh, you know, if only this went out on air, yeah, it would have been, yeah, so funny.
Yeah,
he told us that he's allergic to
dogs,
and
which
Marty,
is unfortunate, but because by this time, after an hour and a half of sitting in the cabin with the ship's dog breaking wind, I have to say, Tom started going, his nose was going red. Tom, if you're listening, I can paint a picture here. His nose was going redder and redder, and his eyes started streaming. And, you know, I thought he was allergic to you. To be quite honest, I thought the dog was innocent. It was you. Are you trying to say now it's the dog?
It was the dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, why do we play Tom's new single? Because this guy is really, really talented. He's got lots and lots and lots of followers. You can find him on Twitter, Tom Richards 101. Tom Richards _ 101. He's got 18,000 followers. Let's get it up to 20,000 for Tom. This is his new single. It's the song I just happen to have a bit of a hand in writing and recording it with him.
Of course, Captain.
He's a talented young lad. This is Tom Richards, and it's called Rewind.
Now I don't know who I really am.
Hey, what do you think of that then, Mike?
Well, I really enjoy listening to that track because, we did listen to it last week and, you know, I sat here...
There was some confusion last week.
It was a little... I hit the play button there, Captain, and I thought to myself, hey,
catchy.
I like that.
It's a catchy song.
It's a good song.
So I think a young Tom, you can get that song actually on iTunes, I think. Tom's got it up on iTunes.
But do you think it'd be better? It'd be nice if we could...
I think I know what you're going to say.
I think you might be psychic.
I think I might be psychic. If anybody wants to call in and check me out, you know, hey, come on, I'll have a go.
You could be the dear captain.
Well, can I just say that already I've had a little write-up and thought about this.
Okay.
It said, it's a great show, not as good as next week's. See?
I tell you what, let's throw a test out to you, Captain. Okay, if you were psychic,
yeah.
I'm actually thinking of something that you've just forgotten. When I'm thinking, he's on about Tom. Okay. And so let's see if you are any good, Jim. Because I was thinking about...
Don't tell me anymore.
No, you mustn't tell me. I must tell you one more thing.
If you tell
I was thinking... I'm not going to tell you the exact, okay. But I was thinking of saying something like test on the lines of...
Have a test.
What should we do with Rewind?
You know what we should do with Rewind? I know what you were going to think. I tell you what you were thinking.
Tell me.
Okay, look me in the eye because I need this.
I'm looking.
You want to put... I know what you're going to say. You want to put Rewind...
Spit it out. Come on.
Okay, you want to put Rewind on Mike Spirit FM... homepage to sell for the people.
Oh,
so
my
people
God.
Can download it.
Captain.
Why am I right on that?
I reckon you should be one of my little proteges, I reckon.
No, it's not hard to say.
You're a protege. I reckon you could be a little...
You could develop me. You couldn't even do that.
I think so. I think that dear captain...
Yeah.
Well,
the problem is, because I'm a little bit dyslexic, I've been going for psycho lessons.
Got you.
People call me psycho. I go, great, thanks.
So you think that's wonderful, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's wrong,
isn't
it?
Brilliant.
I didn't know.
I like
you
that.
Told me that psycho is different than psychic.
Well,
let me get one thing right, because I am the captain.
You are.
You are now tonight, not psychic. You know what you are? My sidekick.
Aha! Psychic
and sidekick.
I like it.
The sidekick medium. In fact, looking at you, I've got to say, for the viewers who can't see, you're not even a medium tonight. You're a large. You want to get a bit of that stuff off that stomach.
That was down to that toast that, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous. You know,
if you weren't listening earlier, I've got to say this. Mike's daughter, Stacey, came in tonight with some toast while he was doing his show, and she'd cut all the pieces of the toast, bread out into letters, and I said, I love you, Dad, and a smiley face, all made out of toast on a plate.
Absolutely gorgeous. Golden brown as well.
That's worth more,
Captain,
than an iPod.
Don't keep going on about the iPod. That's all she wants.
That girl did that for you tonight. If that's not an iPod at Christmas, I don't know what is.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? Anyway, getting
iPods,
on.
iPods, iPads, the nicest.
Oh, I don't understand anyway.
I know, but you'll be able to guess the apps on your phone, on your iPad phone for the MikeSpirit.fm.
Can I get an app down for that?
You can app that.
Okay, I'll look at that.
And maybe we can build that into the website so that you know how to do it.
Absolutely.
This dyslexic side of you, you know, shines down again.
Because we both sort of share the website, you know, me in a musical capacity and you in a psycho capacity.
Psychic
capacity, yeah. I think that maybe we should start putting some stuff up that, because Mike also does life-affirming meditations.
Yes.
And I've got a recording studio in the hold, so common sense would be, and let me see if you can guess what I'm going to say.
I think you want me to do some recordings of some meditation music.
Yes.
And put them on the website?
Correct.
One all.
That's fair enough.
Captain.
I'm a class act.
We're one all. But you've apologized twice to me already.
Yeah, you haven't apologized to me.
I don't need to apologize.
You don't, not at the moment.
Not yet.
The night is young.
We've still got half hour left.
Ooh, is that all we got left?
That's all we got.
I need to talk to 30, somebody, but I need more 36, time on the show.
Actually, 35.
I can't possibly
seconds.
Circumnavigate the sea of life in 1.5 hours. I need more ocean, more time, and a bigger engine. If you don't want me
to just make sure that you know, you can have more, you know, as much time as you want there, Captain.
Okay,
but the only problem is...
Yeah, go on.
Let's hope it's not a rough sea next week.
Oh, dear me. Last week was a bit rough, wasn't it?
Wasn't a jet.
Anyway, I want to move on a little bit now. I'm keeping it Welsh here.
Okay.
And that was Young Tom, and very, very talented. That was an original song written by Young Tom and the Captain, of course. This time, what I'd like to do is to go to a young lady who also the Captain works with, and her name is Jessica Jenkins. And again, there's a link, because Tom was an X Factor in 2010, and Jess has just come off X Factor in the UK, and I know X Factor started in the States, and just got through to the boot camp stage of the competition. And unfortunately, she drew the short straw. I got to say that it's nothing. You will realize when you hear this girl sing, the X Factor is not about vocal talent as it should be. It's about the story, the gimmick, the entertainment on television. But Jess sang one, this song in one of the auditions for the X Factor. It's an old Nina Simone song. This is a fantastic version of. I recorded this morning with Jess in the hold in the recording studio, and it's Jessica Jenkins from the Rhondda in South Wales singing. Feeling good, a Nina Simone song.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how. It's a new day, and I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Fish. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know how I feel. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean, don't you know? The leaves in peace when they're done, that's what I mean. It's a new world and this old world is a bold world.
Don't forget, on MikeSpirit.fm, you can catch the Realms of Spirit radio show with Rachel Park Delaney and guests, live every Sunday at 10:30pm in the UK, 2:30pm Pacific Standard Time, 5:30pm Eastern Standard Time. That's every Sunday on MikeSpirit.fm.
Well, there we go. That was that was another young lady from the South Wales Valleys who we work with, and who hopefully, when we get this thing that you telepathically sent to me,
yeah, the
she should be up on the website.
So maybe the downloader is in like an iTunes, I suppose.
Yeah. But that's Jessica Jenkins singing a Nina Simone song, which is called Feeling Good. There's another version of that song by Jennifer Hudson, who was in Dreamgirls, and that's a modern take on it, which is a great version. And there's a version in the UK at the moment. If you, I don't know, Mike, whether you've seen the Virgin Airlines advert, where there's all different things happening, really clever computer graphics. And there's a band called Muse, a rock band, and they do a version of that as well, which they use as the theme tune, which has brought that tune back.
Actually, I think,
Clever. Ad. Anyway, what we're going to do now, we're going to keep in the South Wales Valleys, and this is another guy I work with and happened to write this song with him. He used to be in a band called Racing Cars, and in 1976, 77, they had a big hit with the song. We've played it before. We've played Marty before. We might have played this song before. But it's quite relevant because it's about New Orleans. So I know we played it before, but we're going to do it again. This is Marty, a guy called Marty, just goes under the one name, Marty, from Racing Cars. And this is a song called Creole Belle.
Oh,
Morty. And that was a phone. So that's good. Was that you a phone, Mike?
No, Captain Cosmo.
Oh, I would say you'd be walking the plank if that was there. Very lucky. You've obviously been left by some of your cohorts.
Yes.
Yeah, on the Meridian pirate gang we keep to one side on the starboard bow.
Yes.
Yes, well, right, we're going to move along with the music because we may and Mike have been rambling on a little bit. And this is a young lady.
Hello?
Was that you?
No.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Spooky.
Here we go.
There was a door going on then. This is a young lady who I don't really know too much about. I've met her on Facebook and she's had a few conversations with Mike and myself. And her language is very colourful and we like her a lot. And so we said we'd play her song, so we're going to do that for her. This is Becky Shazoot. And if we need to know any more about Becky, she'd better get in touch with us and let her know. She's from South Wales, very talented, great song. This is Becky, it's for you.
We hope.
We hope, Becky. Things are moving very slowly on board the old Sea of Life tonight.
If you give us about 10 seconds.
10 seconds? I give you 10 seconds it is then, Becky. Are you listening, Beck? Have you managed to get online?
Well, I hope so. All she needs to do is follow the link.
She's going to follow the link. But then again, she did have a problem the other day. Is that working, Michael?
I'm really not sure. Well, yeah, here we go.
Becky Shazoo with a little punk disco, 70s feel, great song, great one. Leo Becky, take it away. Unfortunately for you, Becky, young Mike actually thinks it was written for him. He's deluded, right?
Now, it was written for me, Captain. It's obviously.
Say, Becky, can you just tell Mike, ring in, just put his, out of his misery.
No, deluded. That song was written...
Pure delusion.
No, it was written purely for me there, Captain.
Yeah, because probably the style of the song was 70s.
I'm sure if you tell our friend Becky, numbers that she needs to call in on, she will ring in and say, hey, Mike.
Are you sure?
The song was for you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Becky, I'll make it easier than that. I'll give you the numbers anyway. But if you're not listening, whenever you get a chance, get me on Facebook. I'll get you on Facebook and go on to the archives. Because the other thing about the show... is 15 minutes later after we finish. The show is right up there on mikespirit.fm on the right-hand side of the screen, or you can go to archives on the top of the screen, I do believe. But go to Blog Talk, and there's a play button there, Becky. It's a play button, Becky. It looks like a play button, Becky. And you can go on there, and you can play this show back, and you can hear your song again. Now then, I was talking earlier to Rob, our producer in America. We're talking about Canadian artists. And so a great, great, great Canadian artist about. And two of them are on this track. This is a guy called Alex Cuba, who lives in Canada now. He's from Cuba, obviously. And a Canadian artist called Ron Sexsmith, who I really do believe is world class. So they do a duet together in Spanish and in English. And first of all, when I first heard it, I thought it was the same guy singing in Spanish as in English. But it's not. Two different guys, Alex Cuba and Ron Sexsmith.
Que no sé si en mi inocencia soy culpable. Es como una primavera, casi oscura, sin colores. You've gone, well, I just don't know what I'm doing. Only wish the spring had never shown its colors round my door.
piece of music is sublime to me. It's fantastic. Two Canadian guys. But I don't know if, dear listener, you did happen to... I say listener because Mike, we haven't got an audience. We've got an audience. It's like singular for audience.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So, dear listener, I am personally going to apologize on air to you for the piece of music that trashed the beginning of that particular tune. But, as you know, I've already apologized to Mike for making two mistakes tonight. I want, Mike, will you apologize for playing that?
I will.
Before you go any further, I want one apology on air.
Okay, well, first thing is, there's one all on the psychic. Okay?
On the psychic, one all, I agree.
And then it's 2-0 for apologies.
No.
So, hang on, look, before I do anything else, at the moment it stands
2-0.
So if I say...
But I'm going to go, I'm going to go one in front on the psychic. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do next. You were going to apologize to me on air, aren't you?
No.
Making it 2-1.
No. actually, Captain, if we take back the last statement, I will do a live on here. We'll make it 1-1 on the psychic.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it'll be 2-1 to me
to you.
On the apology. So,
I'll go with that.
Captain, I apologize for
that. There's one other thing we need to do here before the end of the show. And this concerns our friend in America, Rob. Rob.
The producer, you mean?
Rob, the producer.
Oh, my God.
Or in this case, the reproducer.
Ooh.
Rob. Now, Rob, you have to come on air and apologize to both of us and the listener for sending Mike the link that produced that piece of music. We're on radio, so the link doesn't matter, but you certainly spooked my mate over there. My shipmate there was totally spooked then, and that's why you made that mistake, Rob. You're welcome to come on air now if you want to, Rob, and say sorry to both Mike and myself. You don't have to do this. You can apologize. You know, send us an email and apologize. But, you know, Mike actually hasn't been the same man since you just sent that piece of whatever it was across the airwaves to the radio HQ, Rob. So I'll leave it with you, Rob, before the end of the show. Anytime you want to come on and apologize, Mike said that's okay with him. In the meantime, I think we're going to play another track. And this is a cover of a Crowded House song, a brilliant song. And it's an Australian lady, and she's well known in America, I think. Her name is Casey Chambers. This is a Crowded House song. And while this is playing, have a little think about whether you want to come on and apologize. It's called Better Be Home Soon. And this is Casey Chambers.
Time in
that was the Sublime Casey Tumors. Do you like that, Mike?
I do. I just wondered if our friend Rob has thought about
coming on.
Yeah, because
well, so
well, if you guys really want me to come on, I'll be there. I was in, kind of had to step away from the desk there for a second. So
okay, Rob. So you're on, are you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm on, am I?
And this is you. And so what we're looking at is some sort of apology for absolutely blowing Mike's brains, and then you know he's using you as an excuse for the slight mistake that when the music kicked in from that lovely clip you sent in. He'd like you to say sorry. So
it's not me, Captain. It's
you. Hang on, woke up.
What song?
You know when you sent Mike a link, he opened the link and obviously the computer, you know, played during my lovely Spanish.
No, Mike, don't do that.
It's too late, Rob. It did happen, Rob. You know, too late.
Rob, I apologize to the captain live on air, and I think that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, I was
Rob.
Looking for an apology of you guys.
Okay, I apologize, okay. Captain.
Rob, apologize.
That's
so we're all pretty equal in the apology.
No, Rob. No. No, I'm still up one on you.
You're still one up, are you?
I'm still one up on you.
Well, I'll get another apology off you. And that was a voice in the corner there, off the ship's cat over the corner there. Hello there, pussy. Oh, he's got a land of his mouth. No. We had a dog last week. We will not be having anyway, Rob, that's a great thing. You apology. You're a man. You've done it. It's marvellous. Mike said, could you send him another 10 when the show finishes? anyway, Rob, you're on now. So, I mean, it's great. We had Rob is our producer out there in Michigan, in the States. And he's the man that really holds the whole thing together. Well, we just go off on a life raft for a jolly to the nearest beach. Rob is still there at the helm, keeping the show on the straight and narrow. Is that right, Rob?
Right. That's exactly.
I'll find a title for you by next week, but, you know, I can't give you, like, one of those titles like Mike, like Scumbag or something. I got to give you a proper title, you can be, I got a first mate organized, there's a bosun, you know, there's a few things going on, Rob, I can get you involved in, you know.
Right.
The big ships I was on, we always had a radio officer, you know. I mean, you could be the radio officer, Rob.
That suits him.
Is that Rob?
Well, that's up to you. You can call me whatever you want.
We do. On air, you know. We always do that, Rob, as you know. Okay, I'm going to kick another track in. Nice to talk to you, Rob. And,
all right. Nice talking to you guys.
Here's another song by my band of the month. This is Chicago. Happy little number called Wake Up Sunshine.
Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
Can't have your heart in.
I've been waiting all the night. People waiting for the light. Sunshine. Wake up, sunshine. Let me feel your warm sunlight on me.
was my band of the month, Cut Off in the Prime again by Michael. Do you want to say sorry for that one, Michael?
Or, not because you cut off in your prime.
No,
not
I mean,
me.
No.
It's still there.
Oh, gosh, Mike. You're just trying to get one more apology. I got a minute
ago.
You
can't do it.
No,
you can't do it.
God.
You're not going to do it.
Okay, it's almost time for the show to be wrapped up anyway, but I think we're going to play another track. This is Norah Jones. The great song is called I Don't Know Why. And we'll just come back for a quick, brief second before we go. Check this out. This is really relaxing for us. A nice little Thursday afternoon out there in America. Are you chilling out in the garden by the pool? How lovely is that?
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't. Don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart.
I don't know why. Fantastic singer. Okay, it's almost time to come to the end of our little show. So I do believe that we're going to kick in with my little final little jingle, I think. And we'll see you all next week. Good night from the captain.
Good night from Mike.
Well, it could be good evening from the captain.
It could be good evening from Mike.
Could be good afternoon from the captain.
Could be good afternoon.
I'm out of there, landlubbers. That be it for another journey. Let's head home. With a following wind, we'll be there soon. But don't forget to tune in next week for another weird and wonderful journey as a Captain Quincy sails four sheets to the wind.
God, it's on the port,
bo'sun! Thank you, bo'sun! Drop the mainsail and let's break out the ram. We'll always keep our welcome in the hillside.
Take a cannon!
Till next time, my hearties.